Hello again, this is Dr. Schwartzbein with another Menopause Minutes. Today's topic is understanding insulin resistance, what it is, why it's so important to prevent it, and how menopause actually causes insulin resistance, unless it's treated correctly. Well, here's why it's so important for you to listen to and understand what I'm about to tell you. First, insulin resistance causes many diseases, like type 2 diabetes, breast cancer, heart attack, stroke, cholesterol abnormalities, high blood pressure disease, osteoporosis, Alzheimer's dementia, and other diseases and medical problems. In other words, insulin resistance is one of the underlying physiological reasons you end up with these problems and diseases. Second, menopause is a cause of insulin resistance. So let me say this in a different way. Insulin resistance causes degenerative disease, and menopause causes insulin resistance. Therefore, menopause causes degenerative disease. So now that I have your attention, let's talk about what insulin resistance is and how it occurs. Insulin resistance means that for whatever reason or reasons, and there are many of them, your body no longer responds correctly to insulin. Remember, insulin is your body's primary building hormone. It's what enables you to rebuild and repair all of your functional, structural, and energy chemicals, all the things your body needs to stay healthy and to function. All the chemicals you use up each day when you move, think, breathe, and do everything you do each day while you are awake. When you are insulin resistant, you don't repair or rebuild as well. Like it or not, the loss of your sex hormones, especially estradiol, causes insulin resistance. And this is because estradiol helps insulin do its rebuilding job. So without estradiol, your body cannot respond as well to insulin. You don't rebuild as well as you used to. You are no longer able to replace and repair what your body uses up every day. In other words, you break down over time. When rebuilding can no longer keep pace with using, which is the definition of aging, when you are in breaking down mode, this is what invites and promotes the degenerative diseases of aging. And here is the scary part. You can't feel that you are not rebuilding as well and are breaking down. You can't tell that you are breaking down because it's a slow, undermining process. In fact, you won't realize this is happening to you until you find yourself dealing with various medical problems. Unfortunately, since the real cause of these problems isn't obvious to most doctors, they are simply chalked up to the inevitabilities of aging. And then one day you wake up and you have a degenerative disease. Well, by the time it's diagnosed, you've been using more than building for quite some time. And of course, you aren't told that you can reverse this. No, you're told to learn to live with this, with the inevitable ravages of aging. By now, you have been given one or more prescriptions for drugs to manage the symptoms and fallout from your new degenerative disease. And of course, these prescriptions have their own side effects that cause even more problems. Here are a number of early signs and symptoms of insulin resistance in menopause. You have new weight gain around your tummy that you can't seem to lose. You don't rebuild your muscles as well, or they're not very toned. You don't heal as well or as quickly. Your memory is poor from not rebuilding your neurotransmitters as well. You increasingly have infections because your first line defense is low. You are slower in movement and thought. You are more fatigued. Your cholesterol levels are suddenly higher than before. Your blood pressure creeps up. And these are just a few of the signs and symptoms of insulin resistance. On the Menopause Power website, on the free resources page, in the articles library, there's an article called Blame It on Menopause. Be sure to read it to get a more complete picture. Well, knowing all of this, wouldn't you want to do everything you could to prevent the degenerative diseases of aging? Of course you would. And that's why you need to treat your menopause. You need to restore your sex hormones in order to optimize the effect of insulin, to restore your ability to rebuild and repair. Otherwise, menopause accelerates your aging process, causes you to develop any number of the hundreds of medical problems that lead to degenerative disease, and you will prematurely contract one or more of the degenerative diseases of aging. Correctly restoring the sex hormones slows the aging process, adds to quality of life, and extends lifespan. Okay, next time we'll begin talking about heart disease, the number one killer of women. Until then, be good to yourself.